大家好，我是杨林。我是Mike，杨林来告诉大家今天都要学什么。没问题，今天我们要聊聊随大溜。
All the restaurants started to offer healthy food items. McDonald's felt they needed to follow suit.
看看美国办公室的着装标准。
I think neckties cut off blood circulation. I'm much more in favor of a relaxed workplace environment.
还要告诉你怎么说，能说会道。
Oh, you mean good at negotiating? Dear audience, you don't have to look anywhere else.
啊，就你？ 你不是刚才还问我怎么跟领导谈涨工资吗？
Hey, don't give out my secret.
好了好了，不开玩笑了。我们言归正传，赶快来进入第一个单元， Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Donor. Donor is spelled D-O-N-O-R, donor.
Donor 是捐赠者的意思。
Mitt Romney's campaign offered some supporters the opportunity to fly with the candidate on his charter plane as a donor prize.
罗姆尼竞选团队说，某些支持者可以乘坐罗姆尼的专机作为对竞选捐赠者的奖励。在美国，
More than 100 million Americans are registered organ donors, but it's not enough to keep up with the demand.
注册登记的器官捐赠者有1亿多人，但是还是供不应求。
16 states offer tax incentives to organ donors, but a recent study found that these sweeteners aren't working.
美国有16个州对器官捐赠者提供税收方面的优惠，但最近有研究发现，这些鼓励机制没有作用。 好的，今天我们学习的词是
donor, donor, donor.
哇，美国总统候选人为了竞选，真是不惜血本呀！I
would totally want to ride in Romney's charter plane.
That's for sure, but you got to be a major donor for that to happen.
Yeah. I will leave that task for rich folks. 不过话说回来，你的涨工资任务进行的怎么样啦？
Oh, that. I mean, I think I should ask, but I don't think I'm the most persuasive guy. I always hesitate before going into Sasha's office.
我就知道。所以啊，今天我特地挑了一集美语怎么说，来教教你怎么变得能说会道。赶快来听吧。美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是琼艳要问的，能说会道。Hey,
琼艳, I heard there was a riot in your office. Riot?
哈哈，没那么严重啦。其实啊，就是我们这些小白领一块找经理谈判，要求涨工资。Ah,
and did you get the raise?
Yes. I didn't expect management to give in. 不过我们的谈判代表是一个特别能说会道的人，我估计经理是被他砍晕了。对了，在美语中要怎么形容一个人能说会道呢？
You can say someone has a silver tongue or someone is silver-tongued. It means a person can clearly and effectively express himself and convince other people.
I see. So, thanks to my silver-tongued coworker, we got the raise.
Congratulations!
其实仔细想想，这次也不全是因为这个同事能说会道。经理以前老说大家工作努力，应该涨工资，可都是光说不练，所以他这次也自觉理亏。So
he'd been paying you lip service.
Pay lip service? Lip 不是嘴唇吗？ 我知道了，pay lip service 就是用空话安抚别人，对吗？
That's right. Managers at your company must have said how much they appreciated all your hard work, but if they're really impressed by what you've done, they should have given you a raise already. Their insincere appreciation is lip service.
没错，以前经理还老说公司财政紧张，所以大家都应该支持公司，暂时不要涨工资。可我听说啊，他自己的工资涨得可带劲了。
Ah, that is a textbook example of talk the talk but not walk the walk. 说一套，做一套。太气人了。If
they talk the talk, they should walk the walk. 怎么能搞双重标准呢？
Well, I'm just happy you guys got what you wanted. You should be proud of yourselves.
今天我们学了形容一个人能说会道用 silver tongue， 说空话是 pay lip service。 说一套做一套是 talk the talk, but not walk the walk.
One, two, 美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。十二级精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。
Yeah, I have this friend back home who works in the banking industry. One time, he got a speeding ticket from a policeman.But ended up selling the policeman a savings account at his bank. Now that is a silver tongue, dude.
真是，我觉得那些在银行里工作的人都是这样，个个都能把死的说成活的。
Isn't this how the financial crisis started?
Exactly. Plus, since the banking industry is very profitable, a lot of people were trying to follow suit and get rich.
啊，也没那么夸张吧。不过呢，你刚才提到了一个很好的词儿 ，follow suit。咱们来听听今天的 Words and Idioms, 学学这个习惯用语要怎么用。
美国习惯用语
Words and Idioms。
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第989讲，我是小北，
我是 Dan。
今天中午我忽然想吃麦当劳，由于好久没去了，我看到他们的菜单时候倒有些吃惊呢。我印象里麦当劳都是一些不健康的快餐，但是现在那里多了全麦麦片、水果片、沙拉等等选择。这种改变呢，可以用一个习惯用语来形容，那就是
follow suit. Follow is spelled F-O-L-L-O-W and suit, S-U-I-T, suit, follow suit.
大家都知道 follow 是跟随的意思，而 suit可以指扑克牌四种花色里的任意一种，两个词连起来 follow suit 跟着出同样的花色，引申为效仿跟着做。就像上面的例子里，随着人们健康意识的提高，越来越多的餐厅纷纷推出健康的低卡路里菜单，就连麦当劳都没落下。
All the restaurants started to offer healthy food items. McDonald's felt they needed to follow suit.
在下面的例子里，我们要讲讲 Casual Friday 的来历，让我们一起来听一听。
Who wants to have to wear formal business clothes every day? For many employees, Friday is when you can dress casually. You might even be allowed to wear jeans. It seems the trend began in California in the late 1990s. Before long, workplaces throughout the U.S. copied the practice. Other countries have been following suit ever since.
这段话是说，谁想每天都穿正装上班呢？对很多人来说，星期五就是能穿便装的日子，或许你还能穿牛仔裤呢。这个潮流似乎是90年代末从加利福尼亚州兴起的。不久，美国各地的公司都开始实行这种做法，其他国家也纷纷效仿。这个 Casual Friday 就是星期五便装日，谁都不希望每天西服革履的。由于燃油价格的上涨，美国的西南航空公司最近宣布往返机票价格上涨$4-10。业内观察人士说，其他航空公司很有可能会 follow suit, 跟着涨价。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Who wants to have to wear formal business clothes every day? For many employees, Friday is when you can dress casually. You might even be allowed to wear jeans.It seems the trend began in California in the late 1990s. Before long, workplaces throughout the U.S. copied the practice. Other countries have been following suit ever since.
人身攻击在美国社会是一件绝对不被接受的事。在下面的例子中，咱们要去看看一个广播主持人重伤别人之后，给他自己带来了什么样的后果。
The radio entertainer made a habit of making rude comments. Perhaps that's why his talk show was so popular. But when he insulted a woman repeatedly on the air, people from across the country complained loudly. Before long, one of his advertisers withdrew its support. Then another followed suit. Soon the majority had done the same, leaving the show with few sponsors.
这段话是说， 这名广播节目主持人一贯以言辞犀利著称，也许这就是为什么他的谈话节目那么受欢迎。不过，当他多次在节目中对一名女士出口不逊后，很多地方的听众都表示不满。没过多久，他的一个广告商就不再支持他了，随后另一个也撤走了对节目的赞助。很快，大多数广告商都选择退出，整个节目没剩几个赞助人了。 不久前，美国著名的体育频道ESPN 就解雇了一名员工，原因就是他使用了侮辱性的语言来形容冉冉升起的亚裔篮球明星林书豪。这确切说明言论自由是要在有框架内的自由，并不是毫无限制的随便乱说。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
The radio entertainer made a habit of making rude comments. Perhaps that's why his show was so popular. But when he insulted a woman repeatedly on the air, people from across the country complained loudly. Before long, one of his advertisers withdrew its support. Then another followed suit. Soon, the majority had done the same, leaving the show with few sponsors.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 follow suit， 意思是效仿、照做。 好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是小北，我是
Dan，
谢谢各位的收听。
原来 Casual Friday 是在加州兴起的。加州人民的风格啊，确实很随性。我记得原来在加州上学，毕业的时候，校长穿着 flip flop 人字拖就来给我们班学位了。这也许就是加州风吧。<laughs> That
definitely sounds like it. I guess in public schools, there's usually no strict dress code, but things change when you come into the workplace.
Exactly. 特别是 DC， 一上地铁，一片黑蓝灰，每个人都穿西装。
Yeah, we are lucky that we don't have to wear business formal in our office. In today's business etiquette, the management team is talking about proper dress code in the company. Let's go and take a look.
礼节美语。公司高层开会，老板Frank建议规定着装标准，不能太随便。Good
morning, everyone. Thanks for being on time.
Good morning, Frank.
We've got a whole bunch of topics to go over today, but let's start with a simple one. Our company's dress code.
We have a dress code?
Well, if we didn't have one before, I'm instituting one starting now.
What exactly does this mean?
公司老板 Frank 说，首先讨论着装要求。Dress
code.
Gary 觉得奇怪，不知道公司什么时候有了 dress code。 Frank 表示，以前没有没关系。I'm
instituting one starting now.
就从现在开始定。I've
become concerned that we are getting a bit too casual. I was walking through the office the other day, and some people were wearing shorts and T-shirts. I don't think that is appropriate office wear.
It's true. Our standards have been going down. It used to be that we wore casual clothes only on Fridays, but these days, it seems we do it almost every day.
Frank 原来是看到员工穿得太随便。
A bit too casual.
T恤衫、短裤什么都有，不合适上班穿。 另外一位女主管 Penny 认为，着装标准是有些下降。原来只有星期五不用穿得太正式，也就是常说的
casual Friday.
可如今，大家每天都穿得很随便。
But Frank, don't you think maybe this isn't such a big issue? I mean, why does it matter what we're wearing? I think productivity is more important.
Actually, I agree with you, Gary. Productivity is the most important thing. But I think what we wear is linked to productivity.
In what way are they linked?
Police officers wear uniforms, right? It's a symbol to both them and the public that they are serious about what they do.
Gary 觉得穿着并不重要，重要的是工作效率。Productivity. Frank 却认为穿着跟效率之间也有密切的联系，比如警察穿制服就是一个象征。A
symbol.
告诉自己也告诉大众，他们觉得自己的工作很重要。
You're the boss, Frank, so of course it's your call. But I have to say, I am not so keen on this idea. I think neckties cut off blood circulation. I'm much more in favor of a relaxed workplace environment.
And for some companies, a relaxed atmosphere might work. At Google, they let you bring your dog to work. But we are a serious financial company with an image to uphold.
Frank的工作态度论并没有说服Gary. 他表示,
You're the boss. It's your call.
你是老板,你说了算,但我还是主张有一个轻松的工作环境。
I'm in favor of a relaxed workplace environment.
Frank看来已经拿定主意,说轻松的工作环境只适合某些公司,但他们是一家严谨的金融公司。With
an image to uphold.
要保持公司形象。新的dress code是什么呢? 我们下次继续听。 原来公司经理Frank觉得公司的dress code,着装标准太过随意。 作为一家严谨的金融公司, they have an image to uphold, 要保持公司形象。 而且他认为, what we wear is linked to productivity, 穿着与效率有密切的关系。 So, what do you think, Mike?
I definitely agree with this manager. That's why I dress up for work every day. I feel like when you are in business casual, you feel more like you are working. While in a t-shirt, you're just chilling.
Yeah, I guess what you wear is linked to productivity for certain people. 不过像我这种自制力这么强的人,穿什么都效率很高嘛。
Right, but seriously, almost everyone judges by what they see on the outside.
Yep, beauty is skin deep, but first impressions do make a difference.
我们接着来听听老板Frank能不能说服大家吧。
礼节美语
公司高层开会,老板Frank建议严格员工的着装标准,穿得不能太随便。公司主管Penny说,
I'm inclined to agree with Frank. You know that old saying, don't judge a book by its cover? Well, almost everyone does judge by what they see on the outside. I think we do need to present a more professional image.
Some of the ladies may also have to tone down their attire as well. Clothes that are too revealing are not appropriate either.
What exactly is acceptable and what is not?
俗话说,
don't judge a book by its cover.
人不可貌相,可实际上,Penny表示,几乎所有人都难免以貌取人。Judge
by what they see on the outside.
因此公司需要树立专业形象。Frank又说,女员工穿着也要
tone down.
收敛一些,不能过于暴露。Revealing.
R-E-V-E-A-L-I-N-G, revealing.
是暴露的意思。那到底什么样才符合标准呢?
Well, for the men, it's pretty simple. They should wear a button-down shirt with a collar, and preferably a tie as well. Jeans are not acceptable.
And for the women, I'd say professional-looking skirts or dresses that go down to at least the knee are acceptable. And blouses or shirts should not show too much skin.
And, of course, no sandals or flip-flops. Shorts are never acceptable.
Do you think members of the board should try to dress especially well?
Yes, I do. We are representatives of the company, and we need to be a good example. I'd say the men should try to wear a full business suit when possible.
男人简单,无非是衬衫领带,不穿牛仔。女人则要穿职业女装,裙子过膝。
上衣不能太露,一个字。Professional looking.
看上去要职业化。另外,凉鞋、拖鞋和短裤是万万不能穿的。Frank还说,理事会成员代表公司要以身作则,穿得更正式。Can
we still have casual Fridays?
Sure, Gary. Let's keep that tradition, but casual can't be too casual. I'd say jeans are okay on Fridays, but no t-shirts. Polo shirts or short-sleeve sports shirts are okay.
So I guess we're going to need to send out a memo with these new guidelines. Some people aren't going to be very happy about this.
Actually, I kind of enjoy getting dressed up. It's fun.
And I guess I'll get used to the new rules. I do look pretty good in a suit.
Frank 同意保留星期五随意着装的传统，但是不能穿得太过分。牛仔裤可以穿，带领子的马球衫
Polo shirts
和短袖衬衣可以穿，但是没有领子的 T 恤衫还是不行。Gary 最后无可奈何地说
I guess I'll get used to the new rules.
我想我会慢慢习惯新规矩的。
老板 Frank 说男士应当穿 a button-down shirt with a collar and a tie, 衬衫领带。女士应当穿 dresses that go down to at least the knee, 及膝裙。总之一个字 professional looking, 看起来要职业化。
See, Yonglin, you should be taking some notes from this episode and start to dress up for work.
I repeat, for really smart people, it doesn't matter what they wear. It's all about the brain. Thank you.
I think someone may be getting a little too self-confident.
开玩笑，开玩笑。好了，听众朋友们，节目最后我们再来学个词儿，一起来听吧。
Learn a word.
Today, 我们要学的词是
undocumented. Undocumented is spelled U-N-D-O-C-U-M-E-N-T-E-D. Undocumented.
Undocumented, 形容词没有合法证件的。
Mitt Romney riled Latino voters early this year when he said self-deportation is the best way to deal with the millions of undocumented immigrants in the United States.
罗姆尼今年年初时说自我驱逐是解决美国数以百万计非法移民的最好办法，而这种说法激怒了拉美裔选民。与此同时，奥巴马六月宣布新的政策。
Under President Obama's new policy, undocumented students can avoid deportation if they meet certain requirements.
根据奥巴马的新政策，没有合法身份的在校学生只要符合特定条件，就可以避免被驱逐出境的命运。好的，今天我们学习的词是
undocumented, undocumented, undocumented.
Whoops, Yonglin, you're not an undocumented immigrant, are you?
Well, yes, I am. Whoops, now you know my deepest secret, which means I can't let you leave.
Ooh.
好了好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Turn in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Jessica, Fred, 我就要去美国留学了，想学点地道的美语，该找谁呢？
上美国之音英语教学网站 www.goenglish.me
www.goenglish.you?
No, .me.
That's what I said, you.
You're not listening, 你听好了。不是 you, 是 me, M-E, me, me, me.
It's always about you. You're so spoiled.
哎呀，你们俩别吵了，快点告诉我这个网站到底叫什么，我现在就上。
www.goenglish.me.
See? It's always...
Oh, cut it out!
www.goenglish.me.
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目购物单元的终极课程。
Today, Kevin is going shopping at a clothing store to buy his girlfriend a present for her birthday. What do you think he's going to get her, Winnie?
他呀，花了1000块给自己买了套时髦西装。我估计他现在肯定没钱了，给女朋友买的八成是便宜货。不信，我们就一起来听吧。
Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you find something?
Sure. I'm looking for something special for my girlfriend. Could you help me find something she'll like?
Sure. Do you know what size she is?
I'm not really sure. She's about your size, maybe a little more petite. I haven't really noticed.
You don't know your girlfriend's size? Okay.
Kevin, 这家伙给女友买衣服，连人家穿多大尺寸都不知道。哼，这种男友啊，再帅我也不要。
Really? I hope you're kidding. Do you know what the word...Petite means?
Petite 就是指女性身材娇小。服装店的店员问 Kevin 女朋友的身材， Kevin 说可能比这位店员的身材更娇小一些。
Exactly. In this next section, listen for the word trendy, which means really cool and popular.
All right. Well, what does your girlfriend normally wear? What is her style like?
Well, she works in an office, so she always dresses really professionally. But for her birthday, I want to get her something really fun and trendy.
Well, let's see. We have some really nice skirts I can show you. What colors do you like on her?
You know, I've never really noticed. But I know that I look fantastic in blue. So let's get her something blue.
So, Winnie, what kind of outfit does Kevin want to buy for his girlfriend?
他说女友平时在办公室都穿职业装，所以呢，想给她换个风格，来件活泼时髦的衣服。
Right. And what colors does Kevin think his girlfriend looks good in?
说起来还真是让人来气呢。他从来就没有注意过女朋友适合穿什么颜色的衣服，就因为自己啊穿蓝色好看，就要给女朋友也买蓝色的衣服。哼。我看 Kevin 啊，爱自己胜过爱女朋友。
Well, do you want something inexpensive, or is money no object?
I want to get her something reasonably priced, but nice.
So how about $100, maybe $200?
$200? Come on, it's not like we're married.
Is $100 out of your price range?
I don't want to go overboard. I think my budget is closer to $20.
啊，他的 budget 预算只有20块，我看这些钱只够给人家买双袜子的。Kevin 啊，真是浪漫的，让人想揍他一顿呢。
Why, Winnie? Women don't think socks are a romantic present? So that's why my wife was so mad at her birthday last year. But Winnie, can you guess what money is no object means?
我想 money is no object 就是说钱不是问题。多少钱都无所谓的意思。
That's right. For example, I usually only buy cheap things. But when I look for something important, like a good doctor, money is no object.
I don't think we have any outfits for $20 here. This is a nice clothing store.
Oh, well, can you recommend a store near here where I could find some really good bargains?
There is a store down the street called Bargain Basement.You could probably find some really cheap clothes there.
Ah, that sounds perfect for my budget. I'll go try to find her a present there. Thanks.
Professor Bowman, go overboard. 这意思是过分吗？
Exactly.
这么说 ,Kevin 连100块都不舍得花。要我说等他女朋友把他甩掉时他可别怪人家 go overboard.
I agree. Tune in next time to see what happens.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。